Yo, what's up, everybody? We are back. We're doing in the truck, driving around in Reno, Nevada. But before we go, here, Zisu's going to start us off. We're going to do something a little different today for you guys.
Yeah, hey, what's up? It's the Zisu in the truck, like Nez just said. Going to do a little episode 130, talking TV, including Bondi Rescue, The Walking Dead, True Detective Season 3, Bad Reputation, and my weekly Masked Singer update. Movies, all the Nez here. Happy Death Day to you, Fighting With My Family, and Alita, Battle Angel. And as always, the Week in Sports, Week in Funko and Collecting, Weekly Star Wars Moment, and Weekly Random Movie and Song Recommendations. But before I go any further, he's in the truck. He's got a bad reputation. It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. We're going to just hand it off back and forth. Oh, I guess you're going to be doing most of the holding of the phone, man. I got to drive. And
of course.
Hopefully we don't
crash.
Get into accident or anything. But yeah, man, let's do this.
Yeah, sounds good. I guess we'll kick it off with TV. I'll kick it off with something really random for y'all. Bondi Rescue. It's this Netflix show. Have you ever heard of this? It's an Australian TV show.
Nah, never heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I guess it's been airing forever in Australia, and I just randomly came across it on Netflix. They have two seasons of it, I think the 2012 and 2013, but it looked like it had been going since at least 2005. It's basically just a real version of Baywatch, this beach in Australia, right near Sydney. Basically, if you're in Sydney, that's the main beach to go to is this Bondi. And it really just covers the guy. It's not like set up situations. It's just them, you know, covering the water. It's interesting, though. One of these, like, strange I fell down the rabbit hole type of shows. But I don't know. If you have any interest in, like, you know, that kind of stuff? I'm always interested in what's going on in Australia down on the Fury Road.
That's one place I do want to go to. The only times I've been out of the country was to the great TJ. And down in Mexico, yep. And Vancouver. That's the only time I've been out of the country.
Right. Yeah, I'd love to check out Australia. It's one of those interesting things, too, you get to see on the show. I mean, it's obvious you know this, but since it's, you know, on the lower half of the world, the Southern Hemisphere, their summer is in our winter, so their Christmas, it falls, whatever, right in the middle of their summer. So everybody's, like, hitting the beach, Santa hats and everything. So that's interesting. And, like, New Year's Eve is a big thing. One of the funny things that, like, you know, it's no secret, but just the human nature of people. One of the episodes that was funny, one of the guys, the lifeguards, they were getting kind of annoyed. People would, like, walk right by these signs, which was saying, like, you know, dangerous tides and rips and stuff pull you out and stuff. And people just go out, and they'd have to rescue over and over and over. So they put a sticker on the sign that said, like, the first five people to talk to a lifeguard that you saw this get $20. It took 4 days for somebody to see it and read it.
Dude, that's crazy, man. You just gotta be careful when you're out there. Fuck all that.
Yeah, and it's crazy to see, like, there's people, and, like, it's just human nature, you know, that's how people are, but, like, they'll constantly need rescue. Like, they get pulled out, the lifeguard comes out and get them. And then, you know, minutes later, they're back out there again. And they're like, I told you not to go back out. And they're still doing it. But it's an interesting show. Like I said, Bondi Rescue. So that's on Netflix. It's one of my random finds.
What else you got?
What else I got? How about getting into the Masked Singer weekly update? Since I've been on the road, the finale has aired, and I haven't watched it, so hopefully I can avoid the spoilers till I can get home and watch it. But the penultimate episode, the episode before the finale, they unmasked two singers, so spoiler warning for that, the show's all over now. But the episode going to the finale, we talked about it last time, and you were on a site or something, and you saw, and you had nailed it. The lion was Rumor Willis, So the golden lion mask. I don't know. I don't think she acts. I was actually unfamiliar with her other than I knew she was Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's kid. Do you know her from anywhere?
She was in like House Bunny. I think that's that one with Anna Faris and... fuck it. I know she's done some acting, but I know I've seen her in other things, but House Bunny is the only one that comes to mind.
Right. Yeah, I was unfamiliar with her career. But yeah, she did well. I mean, she made it to the penultimate episode. And then sadly, the character that I thought was going to win it all, I thought he was like the most energetic. He had like a little shtick to his character, the rabbit. He kept like, when they talked to him, he had a little tick of moving his head. And I couldn't believe it, but it was our guy, Joey Fatone, in the rabbit suit. And I was impressed because I thought he was a little bigger than he was. Like, and he still got the moves. He's bounding around that stage.
What do you mean big? As in size or...
Yeah, I thought he was a big guy, a big dude. Like, I didn't know he was going to be like... He was, like, really, really going for it. I'm saying, like, jumping and, like, crazy, crazy dance moves in the rabbit suit.
Well, he's a dancer. I don't know how much dancing he does when he's not... performing or whatever. I don't really know what he's been doing, but he has done some Broadway stuff and off Broadway in New York. I know he lost hella weight when he did the Dancing with the Stars thing, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, that must be it. Like, cause, and everybody, as the competition was going on, they were like, no, they were saying it on the show. They're like, yeah, he's not, I don't know if he's that slim and stuff. And it turned out to be him. So it was like, it was tough too, because I thought he was going to go all the way and win it. But going into the finale, the last remaining characters were the Peacock, which it's definitely not, but my early guess was Elton John. It's definitely not. It's probably like Donny Osmond or somebody like that.
What were the guesses? And Elton John is above all this.
Yeah, no. But they do the Bee. She's going into the finale, and that's almost positive. It's Gladys Knight. They've almost, even on the show, they've almost deduced by the clues that it's Gladys Knight.
What were the choices for Gladys, other than Gladys Knight?
Usually when we do this, I can have the TV right in front of me, and I can, like, pull it up, but no, I can't remember who they said. But the clue she gave was that she had been performing since the 50s, so you got to think of... Tina Turner was one, because she sung a Tina Turner song, and then said Tina Turner is a close friend. And everybody was like, oh, could you be trying to throw us off, though, by saying, like, you yourself are a close friend?
Nah, Tina Turner's big, too big to be doing this.
But isn't Gladys Knight too big?
She's not Tina Turner big.
Yeah, I noticed since I'm here in Reno, driving by the Grand Sierra, she's actually going to be here soon, Gladys Knight. So, I don't know. That might be worth checking out.
That's why Tina Turner wouldn't be this. I mean, she's not. she don't do the casino circuit.
Yeah, but that being said, she did. She, one of her like clues was she had like 10 or like 11 Grammys. So,
well, Gladys Knight, man, she's got all kinds of hits. I mean, of course, right, she does.
Right. So yeah, the Bee, the Peacock, and who am I forgetting? Oh, the Monster, which I'm actually shocked he made it this far. I'm glad he did, though, because his first episode, he actually performed a Queen song. God, I can't remember. It was so long ago now. I can't remember what he did perform. But he performed a Queen song, and he didn't get love. And he was actually, in the very first episode, he was in the bottom three. And he almost got eliminated there, but instead he made it all the way to the finale. So...
Who are the guests, Frank?
The guests, and the guests when we recorded our last pod was T-Pain. And because he kept talking about, like, he was big, but then people turned against him, and now he's trying to, like, reform his image and, like, feel better about himself. And I guess that would make sense for T-Pain, because if everybody, like, turned against auto-tune and the whole thing he used to do, maybe that makes sense. And I do gotta say, if this is T-Pain, like, shout out, like, because, you know, he made it this far, and, like, he has been, like, truly singing, not auto-tune. So, yeah, it's somebody from the South, and it's hard to say. Like, other guesses they had were, like, Rascal Flatts. I don't know if you are familiar with that, like, country. So
I don't listen to new stuff. That's all garbage.
Pop country?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, as of recording, this finale has aired, but I'm on the road, so I haven't watched it yet. So I probably could have pulled it up on the phone on my DVR, but haven't yet. So, next episode, I'll give my finale thoughts. Without knowing anything, and I don't know anything, my guess is just the fact they know that it's Gladys Knight. They're almost positive that it's her and it's the legend that she is. I'm almost positive it's going to be, she's going to be the last one standing. She's going to win it all. So that's my guess.
How many are left?
Three.
So T-Pain, Gladys Knight, and what's the third one? Is it a dude?
Most likely Donny Osmond.
Oh, okay.
Most likely. That's the best guesses out there. So, Vegas, performing for a long time, history, a little bit of magic. That was interesting too. Everybody, even if they're not super known for magic, like Fatone, the rabbit kept saying he had a magic. Like, Fatone was claiming, like, he has a history in magic. He's a fan of magic. So everybody was trying to throw off people by saying that they were magic. So, like, people would be guessing magicians, Penn and Teller, everything like that. So I early on, that was one of my guesses, was that it was Penn or Teller.
Was it tall or short? Because Teller was
right,
short.
Right.
And I just finally heard him speak on the last season finale of Big Bang Theory, because he's what's his name? Blossom's dad. After all these fucking years, over 20 years of me knowing who Penn and Teller are, I finally heard Teller's voice. I never knew what he sounded like. Maybe he had spoke in other things, but this is the that's the first time I heard him talk.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing he held to that shtick for so long, even after they've done multiple shows, other shows and stuff. I know, I don't know if you've seen this, but they, once a year, I don't know if you remember in Dodgeball, they made fun of ESPN. They had the joke, the ESPN ate the Ocho. And once a year, ESPN does that for real. And when they do, they have a Penn and Teller show where they do, like, a show in Vegas with all these, like, crazy games. So, I don't even think he speaks at that. So... But anyways, yeah, so next Sea Society, I'll have a final breakdown of what I'm guessing. I think it'll be an upset if Gladys Knight doesn't win, especially with them knowing almost for sure that it's her. So they've had so many weeks of clues that are pretty much on the case of who it is. So, all right, you wanna talk a show, or you want me to do one more?
Go ahead. Going.
Okay, I got, I finally, since I'm here on the road, I got to check out the most current season of True Detective Season 3. I've been dying to check this out. And yes, like we always say, it's out there, but I haven't dug into it that way. I'm just still holding out that we can find somebody to get a hookup with a HBO login. But if we can't, we were just talking about it, $15 a month. Might just have to break down. I mean, Thrones is almost here, so... gonna have to get it for Thrones, and I do want to see the rest of this True Detective season. But I was able to watch the first episode, which was actually two episodes, the first 2 hours, and yeah, coming off, we just did the Oscars anchor, but what's his name? I don't know if I'm saying it right. The Marshall
Ali?
Yes. There you go. Perfect. He is starring in this this new season of True Detective. And if you've ever listened to our show before, you know I'm a huge fan of, like, true crime shows, Investigation Discovery, Dateline, all that stuff. So, you know, I really love investigation and detective stuff. So I liked the first season. It was cool, the McConaughey and Woody Harrelson season. It was good. Thought it could have been a little better, but, you know, I thought it was good. I was really looking forward to season two, but like most people, in the end, it kind of was a letdown. They could have done so much more with that season, being a L.A. story and the actors they got for that. So, Rachel McAdams and Colin Farrell. Forgot the other guy's name. Anyways, but yeah, this season... One more time, his name?
Marshall Ali.
Yeah, he's the main guy, and then Stephen Dorff, who a lot of people know from Blade, he is the other detective in it.
Deacon Frost?
Yeah, yeah. And I was listening to a pod where they were talking, like, you don't see this guy a lot. Like, why not? Like, why don't you see this guy? And he's good in the first episode of this.
Last thing I seen him in was that movie Fallon with, it was him and... what's his nuts? Iceman. Batman.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, him. Have you seen Felon?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, it's hella good. If you guys haven't seen that movie, Felon, if you like those prison movies, check that one out. It came out a few years ago.
All right. Cool. Yeah, so also, if you're familiar with the first Fantastic Beast, the kind of lead lady... of the Ministry of Magic for the United States. She was played by an actress. She's barely in that film, so you may not even know who I'm talking about, but Carmen Iago is the actress's name. She's in this also. And then I'm just going to pull up the IMDb so I don't forget. What's his... The Scoot, yeah, Scoot McNairy. His name was on the tip of my tongue. He's in it. Ray Fisher, who played Cyborg in Justice League. And I knew as soon as I saw his face, I was like, who's this guy? Where have I seen this guy before? Michael Gray Eyes. You know him?
Yeah, he was in...
Fear
of the Walking Dead.
Fear of the Walking Dead. I was like, oh, yeah, Fear. And, yeah, he made an appearance in the first two episodes. And, yeah, he was pulling it off. Some good acting from him. So, but overall, I love, you know, it's funny. I'm talking to you about the show. And as of right now, you can watch the whole season. The whole season is now aired. The finale aired this past Sunday. So, you may... be totally aware of the show, but you may have even watched it all, and I've only watched these first two, but just watching these first two, I really like the premise. They kind of go back to the idea they had for season one, and they're dealing in multiple timelines of the case, and for this one, they're dealing with 1980, 1990, and 2015, so... it's pretty cool to see, like, the differences. 80s, when the case, you know, is first happening. 90, they kind of, you know, the case is unraveling as the show goes. But in 90, they've convicted somebody for the crime, and they're looking to overturn the conviction. And then in 2015, God, I don't know why I can't say his name.
Marshall Ali?
Yeah. He, in 2015, he's being, like, interviewed for it, but since it's so much time and they use, like, they do a really good makeup to make him look a lot older, he's suffering from a little bit of dementia. So he is only remembering like certain things about it as he's, you know, being interviewed for the case. So it's kind of cool. And even in 90, they're asking him like, oh, you have a memory issue, don't you? And they're like, him and Dorf are Vietnam vets who come back and then they're dealing with this case. So I just really like what they're doing with the show, and I'm glad to see it come back strong, even though I'm only 2 episodes in. So I'm looking forward to checking out the rest of it. But I guess my question to you, I think I've asked you this before, but have you ever watched any of True Detective before?
Some of the first season. That's about as much as I saw.
Yeah. Did you like McConaughey's performance? He was trying to pull the wild man, the time is a flat circle, man.
I don't remember it, dude. It was a long time ago.
All right. Yeah, but if you haven't dug into this True Detective season 3 and season 2 turned you off, you'd probably already heard that this is a return to form this season. And just after the first 2 hours, I was excited to get... I was ready to jump right into the next episode, episode 3. But up here in Reno, where I'm visiting, we had this crazy windstorm the night that I was watching, and the third episode, it just kept buffering, and I tried to keep rewinding and reloading and then restart the system, and the tree was like banging on the house all night. So I don't know if you were in Reno that night or were you up in Susanville.
I was probably at home.
Yeah, so I wasn't able to get much further, but one way or another, I'm going to continue to watch that season. So I think that clears me for TV. I think we still got Bad Reputation and Walking Dead for you. Walking Dead. All right. What do we got? Episode 2? Is episode 3? You said there wasn't much of a spoiler for it, so I don't know. What do you think of the most recent 2 episodes?
It sucks, man. I don't like what's going on. I'm just going to jump right to the end of not this last week's, the week before when they finally show Alpha. I don't like this lady that's playing. I like the story that they built for her, but no, it's stupid. I don't like what they're doing with it. If you guys are familiar with the book, the books and the storyline with that, she was like really super hardcore and never showed their face. Were you holding it wrong this whole time?
No.
They never showed her face to our heroes. They never knew what she looked like. So I was like, why is she showing her face now? The reason why I'm mad about this, in the books, she kept her mask on when she was talking to them. They're having right now in the TV show, they're and as well in the books, they're getting ready for this big, I don't know, harvest festival or whatever the hell they call it. And she infiltrates them. She goes into, there's so many people there from all these different colonies, so she just blends right in, and nobody knows who she is because not everybody knows who everyone is at all these little different little colonies that they have. So she just like cleans herself up, rolls right in, and just joins the fun. And that's how she was able to infiltrate our heroes. And this, she fucking walks up. Spoiler alert if you guys haven't seen it, but she walks right up to the gate and no mask on, nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing, man? I don't like what's going on. I think this is, it's stupid right now. So, but yeah, I mean, the latest episode, okay.
Just still in time.
It's stupid. I don't like what's going on. Of course, I'm not going to tap out. I'm going to continue with it. But it's just, I don't like what they're doing. It's stupid. Follow the storyline, veer off, but then come back. But what they did with this character was stupid. I don't like the direction they're going with Alpha.
Right. And yeah, we were just talking about this before we came on Wax. I feel like what they're trying to do with the show is like, oh, you're a comic book fan, like we're going to totally switch it up on you and change everything. And, like, you think you know what's going to happen, but we're going to change everything. And you'll like it because it's different from the books, but you're not a fan of that.
It's stupid because what's coming, there's going to be some deaths. And the reason there was death is because she infiltrated the colony or during their festival. That's how she was able to do it or get other ones to do it. And now we can't because they all know what she looks like. So it's stupid. I don't like what they're doing.
So there was a festival in the book too.
Yeah, that's why how she got in. She cleaned herself up, cleaned the dirt off her face, took her mask off, and rolled right in.
Ah, gotcha. So, well, yeah. So what? That was the third episode. So they still got five more this season. So.
Well, they can't do much with this unless they kill some of... There's two main players died in the books. I kind of see that coming, but I'm not sure about if they're going to do both of them. I think the way to end it would be for these two characters to die. And then it's a good cutoff point, and we'll have to wait till next season. They did... if you watched Talking Dead and the little extra scene they show what's his nuts, Opie from Sons of Anarchy. He makes an appearance as Beta, and he looks fucking awesome. I really love that. I think it's Ryan Hurst is his name. I really love him as just everything he's done. So I'm really excited that he's gonna be Beta, and I just want him to be hardcore like he is in the books. I'm not too sure. I met him once, and he's taller than me. I don't know how tall Negan is, because in the books, fucking Alpha looked like he was fucking like 10 feet tall. He was like way taller than Negan. So I don't know if he's taller than, what's that actor's name?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Yeah, I don't know how tall he is, but fucking Ryan Hurst is tall. So I don't know. We'll see what they're going to do with it, but. Right now, the direction that they're going, I don't like it.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. You like what they're doing with Negan?
No, it's stupid. Stick to the storyline in the books.
Yeah, feels like a hero's journey now.
Well, that's what he kind of does a little bit. He kind of just cools his jets and is just trying to live. But I don't know what they're doing with him right now. I mean, he's... in the book, he did come back, and he was cool with everybody, and he was helping our heroes out. Rick just still didn't trust him, but Rick was the reason he's still alive. Everybody else wanted to kill him. But he's like, no, I think we can change him. But then Rick's not here, so I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, we'll see. Just real quick, a kind of short spinoff, AMC Networks. You saw the news that they're going to surprisingly share the Breaking Bad and Walking Dead movies with Netflix as well as their own streaming service.
I just heard the Breaking Bad one, but I don't care as long as we get to see it.
Yeah, as long as we get to see it. That's interesting that they'd be willing to do that when that is a reason for people to subscribe to AMC. I'm cool with it because we've got the Netflix logins, but I'm just surprised that they wouldn't want to only make you go to the AMC premium app.
And money. Somebody threw big money at somebody and it went, all right, we'll do it.
Yeah. And that was just real quick, too, while we're talking about streaming, I was... listening to a pod on my drive up to Reno, and they were talking about we really are the waves about to crash on this whole the streaming world is here, and everybody will start to pull back their stuff, and Netflix is in a really interesting position. As of right now, what they've spent on stuff, they would need literally half the population of the planet to have an active Netflix subscription at $20 for them to turn a profit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they've spent so much. Like, these companies, from what I hear, these, like, kind of insider things, like Amazon, for example, as a company, like, they don't turn a profit with just their normal stuff. They only started to turn profit when they started selling cloud storage, like internet cloud storage for computers and stuff like that. But, like, as far as, like, the stuff they sell just online and stuff like that, and their studios, they sunk, like, $1 billion into Lord of the Rings. Like, but that then, doesn't necessarily turn profit for them.
But didn't they make, like, $1 billion and didn't have to pay no taxes? That's what I heard.
Yeah, I just know from what they keep saying that Amazon actually is a... They don't turn profit. They just keep making. They just keep selling. They just keep it rolling. And they were saying, yeah, Netflix is an interesting position because as of right now, I don't know if you knew this, but their most watched shows are Friends and The Office. That's like the most watched show, like streamed show, is Friends and The Office. And huge Office head. Office is what actually got me into watching TV in the early 2000s. Before that, I really didn't mess with much scripted TV at all. So, huge Office fan. It's kind of cool to see this, like, new generation kind of fall in love with it on Netflix. Now they're getting Pops. Friends got Pops. But,
Friends is fucking stupid, man.
I'm not a big Friends fan.
I tried to watch... I mean, I've seen it, and it's...
Yeah,
I don't get it, man. It's no.
It has a huge audience.
Oh, it does. And one of my buddies is fucking a diehard Friends fan. He knows every single episode. I mean, it's
The kids these days, high school kids, kids.
You guys are fucking stupid, man. I don't. That's my opinion. You guys know me. I'm the old grouchy grandpa now, but. I don't do that show. The only good fucking show that was on NBC during that time was Seinfeld. And I cannot get enough of Seinfeld. I watch that on Hulu, YouTube, all the reruns that come on TV. I've seen every episode a jillion times. And I never get tired of Seinfeld.
Right. Well, yeah, my whole point of bringing up these NBC shows, Friends and Office, they're Netflix's number one streamed shows, but as of now, they have a date launch of early 2020. NBC Comcast is ready to launch their streaming service, NBC Comcast Universal, and they are going to have Friends and The Office. They're going to be taking it from Netflix. So yeah, Disney's already long time ago, you know, didn't renew with Netflix. Disney still has stuff on Netflix as of right now, but it's going away soon. Disney Plus is going to launch by, you know, the fall of this year. So we've got that one, the Comcast, we got Disney, we already got Hulu, we already got Netflix. HBO, they had a conference where I brought that up before, where they said they envision a future where there's going to be at least 8 like giants, and they need to be one of them. And Apple, they've been in development forever to make sure they launch big, and I hear they're launching this summer, and they're going to have a of all things, a morning show with I think. If I'm remembering right, I know Steve Carell is one of the hosts, and I think Julia Roberts is the other. And it's going to be a morning, almost like a Good Morning America on Apple TV with those two. So, and they're going to have like other like heavy hitters like ready to go. So, yeah, the streaming future is upon us.
Why would you want to watch that when you can watch Good Morning America for free, man?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to make people. Like, to the point where they're gonna abandon the satellites, the cables, and they're just gonna pick between, like, okay, let me get Disney, Apple, and HBO.
But they're not gonna be doing it constantly. You got the I don't know who the people are on Today or Good Morning America or whatever the CBS one is. Fuck, I mean, you got legitimate fucking, what are they called? not newscasters, they're whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you fucking Steve Carell and Julia Roberts sucks, first of all.
And oh, hot take.
They're not gonna do it all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was like, really? Like, no. Are they really going to do it daily?
No, they're not. I mean, they'll do maybe once in a while and then get somebody else. They'll start off with these two that are so-called big, and then they'll go down to mediocre people. I mean, just stick with Good Morning America today. And what is the CBS one in the morning?
I can't even remember. I know it's there. I've seen it, but...
Is it Today or
something? No, Today is NBC, of which NBC Universal, they have their streamer launching. So,
but no one's going to pay just to watch their morning shows.
Well, they may, because you're getting everything. You're getting Friends, you're getting The Office, you're getting all the new NBC shows.
Not those, the news shows. Why the fuck are you going to pay for your news?
Because it's part of everything else. It's the package. You're getting. And then Disney Plus, they're probably going to pull Good Morning America.
They're not, man. All that's still going to be there. They're still going to do that. They still have to get out there. They're still going to abide with the people that don't have the internet, that don't want to subscribe to these things. I mean, they still have to get to their audience. And then that'll never go away.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe they'll take the shows away and everything, but... As far as the news and everything, that's not going away.
I think the streaming wave is upon us.
I'll bet you that they won't pull those.
Well, I mean, of course not right away, but...
No, I mean, period, they won't.
I'm saying, like, you don't know, like, 2019? I'd be shocked if in 2029 we have traditional cable and satellite dish and... DirecTV and standard channels. It's going to be these streaming giants.
They're not going to pull the news things away. All these wherever you're at in the country now or in your part of the world with your local news, they're not going to pull any of that. They're not. It would be stupid. I mean, then all these people that are in the local news, what are they going to do? They're not going to go work for ABC or whatever. They already got their people there. And the people they have there now, they have their backups. So they're not going to go, okay, well, we're going to get rid of Ted Koppel, and then we're going to put Nez in his spot. I mean, they're not going to fucking do that. I mean, everybody needs their local news because people in New York don't give a fuck what's going on here in Reno.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see. I'm telling you.
Well, no.
It's not going to go away.
But just know this, they have apps for these stations right now. These local news stations have apps.
But they don't put all the news on there that you see on the TV every day.
But they can.
But they're not.
But they will.
I bet you $1 million they won't. If they do, it's not going to be in our lifetime.
Could be in 10 years.
I guarantee you it won't.
We'll see. I hope we're doing the show still in 10 years.
I don't know, but we'll see.
All right. Well, I went far off the path, but I know you still got bad reputation.
Yeah, that was something streaming on Hulu. Well, first, let me ask you a question. Are you a Joan Jett and the Blackhearts fan, or just Joan Jett, period?
Yes, but to be honest, I'm only familiar with her biggest hits.
Which are?
I don't know. You put me on spot. The ones they play on the radio.
Which are?
Don't put me on the spot.
Oh, man. You're not a Joan Jett fan.
No, I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying.
Give me this. This is for all you Joan Jett fans. Okay, sorry for the scuffling. Joan Jett, you guys know who she are. She was her first band was The Runaways, did back in the 70s, and then she rolled into the 80s. As a solo artist, and then went Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and she's still out there rocking. They did a documentary on her, streaming on Hulu right now. You're not looking it up. Too late. I gave you a chance. So I mean, it's just the story of her. I mean, they do go into the Runaways, which is cool. I wish they would do a documentary on just them. Yes, we did have that movie with... Bella, what the fuck's her name? Kristen Stewart and Dakota Fanning. That movie's excellent if you guys have not seen it. They did good portrayals of Joan Jett and Cherie Curry and Joan Jett. And what the fuck did Lita Ford. I'm sorry. So they start off with all that. She goes into her first guitar she got for her Christmas present, I believe. They roll through all the Runaway stuff and what happened, and then once that band broke up, she still wants to do music. She does use her connections, and then she starts Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and then it's just pretty much the rest of that story on what she has done for rock and roll, what she's done for females in rock and roll. I've always been a Joan Jett fan. I was a fan of hers when she went solo. I did not know of the Runaways until a cousin of mine told me that's where she started. So then this was back in the early 80s. Her first album was just Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, with the big hits of Crimson and Clover and I Love Rock and Roll and Bad Reputation and all that. So
those are the ones I know.
Well, you didn't answer my question when I asked you.
You put me on the spot.
You should have knew them. If you were a Joan Jett fan, you would have just spewed them out. But anyway, so she rolls into all that stuff. And what she's doing now, she's still out there doing it, which is amazing. I've never seen her in concert. I would love to see her. She did a surprise show here in Reno that I did not know about. I didn't even know that was happening until all her gear came back. Saw these big old boxes that said said Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and I was like, fuck.
Oh.
I ran up there to go see if she was flying out, but her manager said she had she left early in the morning, so the whole band was there. So I was like, ah. But so the whole it's just her whole life story in the music industry, and she's got a lot of good stories to tell. I could not tell you how old she is, but I'm sure she's up there in age, but she's still out there doing it, man. That's what it's amazing about Joan Jett. They do go into, she did some acting back in the 80s. I can't remember what year it was. I did do one of the random recommendations, a movie she did back in the 80s with Michael J. Fox. This was kind of right after his Family Ties days. I believe it was after the first... Could have been the first or the second Back to the Futures. But anyway, yeah, so she did a movie with them. Bruce Springsteen wrote the title song, Light of Day. That's the name of the movie. And it was a story about her and her brother just kind of being hustlers. And she's a single mom, and they're just trying to just live their lives and everything. But they still wanted to do rock and roll. So that's what Joan Jett's part was in it. And it was cool, that movie. I just recently watched it. If you guys have not seen it and you do want to watch it, there's a good clear copy on YouTube. Just type in Light of Day and watch that. I do love that song. It's probably one of my favorite Joan Jett songs. I did not know she did not write that. Bruce Springsteen wrote it, so that was cool. I found this out before the documentary. This documentary came out, I can't remember, sometime last year, but it just got onto Hulu, so that I was all about it. So, but yeah, that's what it is. Check it out if you're a Joan Jett fan, and I'm sure you've seen it already. But if you have not seen it, like I said, it's streaming on Hulu, and it's an amazing film. I loved it. I mean, I just love these documentaries about things that I like. I mean, but there is sometimes I do pop up on some documentary I never even heard of and end up liking it. But Joan Jett, she's an amazing. She is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow, shocking.
I think she's not. I know she performed there when they inducted Nirvana. She they did she did what was a big hit. Fuck, seems like Smells Like Teen Spirit. She did that with the guys in Nirvana, so that was pretty sweet. I'm pretty sure she's not in it. I don't know. I watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every now and then. I sometimes it just doesn't agree with me with some of these picks, because there's some bands in there that should be in there, that should have been in there years ago. But I'm not one of these guys that are like, oh, hip hop shouldn't be in there because Run DMC is in there, Beastie Boys are in there, and I'm not one of those guys. I mean, it's not rock and roll, but it's a music museum, so you need to put at least the greats in there. I know Iron Maiden's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They should have been in there before.
Yeah.
NWA and all them. But I don't know. That's me. I know Kiss took forever to get in there, and they're finally in there. But yeah, Joan Jett, if they do, if I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not, like I said, I'm not too hip on who's all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but from what I understand, they are not. But you know, I could be wrong. But yeah, check out Bad Reputation. That's what it's called. It's not called Joan Jett or anything. It's just Bad Reputation. And it was a cool documentary. Do check it out. I think it was like an hour and a half, I would say. Yeah, sounds right. But as far as TV, though, that all I've watched, Walking Dead and that was the last thing that I had seen. But have you seen it? Hold on, sorry everyone, I gotta do the shuffling with the phone and everything.
Yeah, if Breeze listens to this one, which I know she does, so shout out Breeze, she'll be really disappointed in me. She's a huge Joan Jett fan, so to shame.
She's probably yelling at you too.
She's probably yelling at me.
Yell at, call him or something. Yell at him.
Yeah, so shame. Before we move on, I just remembered I was listening to a pod as I was driving up to Reno, and they had three rumors that I couldn't wait to get your take on. One of them I couldn't wait, so I guess I might as well kick off with it because you know what it is. But as everybody might know, Ben Affleck is out as the Batman, but they are hot on the track. They're already, you know, in production, and they're ready to get this film in theaters, I think, as early as late next year. So they're ready to fly with this film. They need to fill the position of the next Batman. And the rumor going around off the success of Miles Morales in the Spider-Verse is, and his role in Black Panther, and now that he's gone from that part of the MCU, Michael B. Jordan as the next The Batman for the film The Batman. First, what do you think of Michael B. Jordan as the Batman? And can you think of anybody else you would like to see in that role as a younger Batman? Yeah, 20s Batman. Age range 20s.
Michael B. Jordan's a good actor. I'm not saying anything bad about him, but he's not going to be Batman. Telling you right now, it's not going to be him. There is that also thing going around, Joey Lawrence wants to do it. Hey, I'm all for that. So
Joey Fatone.
No, he can't do it. I don't know who would fill those shoes. I don't know.
A good 20-year-old?
No, who's big? That would
in the 20s? They got to be in their like 20s, I think, is who they're shooting for.
They're not going to get some nobody. It's got to be a somebody.
Right.
So who would you think? I have no idea.
Man, I don't know. I honestly could see this Michael B. Jordan thing, and I honestly could see some people with a little bit of backlash to it, but
a lot of people.
I mean, people did love his Killmonger, and they did love Miles. So
Batman, no, I guarantee you, he's not going to be Batman.
Yeah, I don't know too many young actors, but, you know, I think his name is Taron Egerton. He played in the Kingsman movies. He was also in that most recent Robin Hood. He seems of the right age.
He's too short.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to think of ones that would fit, but I don't know. Would they dare go with a no-name?
No, it's got to be a somebody. It's got to be somebody tall.
Yeah, that's true. So, we'll see. But yeah, the Batman, they're ready to go. So, expect them to find somebody pretty soon. Because they're, like, ready to go with production. But Affleck stepped away. So, we'll see. The next one I got for you to hear your reaction. I'm definitely curious to see what you'll think about this. They were talking about Emma Stone's new project. She's playing a kind of 80s punk rock kind of character, but it is going to be a Cruella de Vil origin story set in the 80s, where she's a punk rocker before the puppies.
Stupid. Fucking dumb, man. You guys are fucking dragging the bottom of the lake, man. Come on, come up with something original.
Well, I don't know. The pod I was listening to, they were saying, like, I want to see that movie. I want to see Emma Stone as a punk rocker in the 80s. But these days, to get that story told, you got to say, oh, this is Cruella de Vil origin story.
No, stupid. Just to fucking leave that. Just leave that story alone.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like, today, to even tell, like, a story like that, like, you gotta brand it. You gotta be like Battleship or Monopoly or Chevron the movie.
Fucking stupid. Come up with something original. I mean, stop fucking going back to the well and fucking finding something to remake or rehash or whatever. Fucking come up with something new. Fucking, if you're gonna redo something, redo something like Black Hole. Or fucking Condor Man. Fucking one of those ones, man. They redid, they didn't redo it, but it was fucking Herbie Fully Loaded. That was fucking awesome. And I was a huge Herbie fan from back in the day. Or even fucking, what's the Shaggy D.A.? Dude, redo that one or something, man. Fucking. Or fucking the old Candle Shoe. Or Private Eye. Well, I don't think Private Eyes was Disney, but I mean, fucking do something like that if you're gonna reach for something old. Reach for something like a lot of today's kids don't know what the Black Hole. That was a fucking amazing movie. Fucking redo that with the technology today and the CGI and all that shit. It was fucking awesome for when it came out. I think it was late 70s. That was an amazing film, man. Redo that. I mean, you can make fucking. They were coming right off of Star Wars, the original one, before it was A New Hope. It was just Star Wars, no Episode 4 or any of that shit. But man, fuck, they came off the heels of that, as well as Star Trek, the motion picture, man. Fucking Disney, you know what? We need to get into this sci-fi shit. We need to do something. And they did Black Hole, and that was a fucking amazing movie, man. Redo that. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, it's just crazy, that idea of it has to be Battleship, it has to be 101 Dalmatian. If you want to tell a new Western story, it's got to be like Wells Fargo the movie.
Fucking redo Apple Dumpling Gang. That was fucking hilarious.
As Wells Fargo?
No, I mean, if you're going to fucking redo something old, redo something that a lot of kids don't know about. I'm sure once this Disney Plus comes around, all of that shit will be on there. But if you guys want to redo something that not these people, that no one really knows about, none of the new generation know about. Yeah, you're going to redo something that makes money, but fucking, no, fucking do something original.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but it's just interesting to see, like, that's how they got to do it now, sometimes, to get these projects made. The last one I got for you is Robert Downey Jr.'s next project coming off of Avengers Endgame. I don't know if he's going to act in it, but he's got the rights for it, and they've made the deal for this to become a HBO show, of all things. He's bringing back, he has the rights for Perry Mason. Did you ever watch the original Perry Mason? And what do you think about the idea of a new HBO Perry Mason?
Fuck, again, stop with these fucking old fucking show. You fucking rehash what the fuck's that show in Hawaii? Hawaii 5-0? Fucking,
yeah.
SWAT's pretty badass, the new one. Fucking MacGyver, that's not MacGyver. And fucking that other one, Magnum P.I., that's not Magnum P.I. Fucking.
Do you like Perry Mason, though?
The old show. Not this fucking, no, fucking stop redoing.
It's going to be HBO, though. It could have a hard edge to it.
It doesn't matter. Fucking come up with something new.
Well, that's why I love to bring these takes from you, because I know you're going to, like, fire off on them.
Come up with something new. Fuck, man. Stop every, again, I mean, everyone doesn't know a lot of these old shows. Like, some of the younger guys, they didn't know there was a Magnum P.I. back in the 80s with fucking Tom Selleck. They didn't know there was fucking MacGyver with whatever the fuck his name is. I can't remember his name, but fucking give me a MacGruber show. I'd rather have that. Yeah, he had a movie, but fuck, man, give him his own show.
Yeah, that probably would have been amazing.
Fuck yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked you this, I think, off wax, but they did a Super Bowl promo for Magnum P.I., and I was like, huh, I haven't watched it. I assume it's just a typical CBS show, but have you watched any of it? And I'm guessing,
it sucks. Don't watch it.
Okay. I'll stay away. All right. On that note, ready to get into some movies?
Yeah. I just watched one this morning on Netflix. It's called The Breaker Uppers. I know fucking what's his name that did Ragnarok. He's one of the producers.
Oh, Taika?
Yeah, it's all filmed in New Zealand, and it was fucking hilarious. What I got like 30 more minutes of it, but it's basically about these two friends. They run a business. They basically help you break up with your significant other. Like, if I was going to break up with my girlfriend, and the Zisu here was one of the breaker-uppers, I'd hire him to come up with some scheme to help me break up with my girlfriend. So that's what they're doing. They're basically like, maybe they set up all these little schemes and everything. But it's a funny movie, man. Check it out. It gets into the little dramatic stuff, but it is a comedy, and I love what was going on so far. So hopefully the end is good. Next week I'll come back and tell you how the ending is. But I think it just got onto Netflix because I never even heard of it. On those little thumbnails when they show you what's new and all that was one. And I just watched the little bit of trailer of it, and it was funny. So I just clicked on it and finished it and watched it. And like I said, I didn't see the whole thing, but The Breaker Uppers, it's funny. Do check it out. I want to say one of the dudes that was in What We Do in the Shadows or Flight of the Conchords, one of those guys was in it.
Nice.
I think that was them. I'm not too
Jermaine
sure.
Jermaine Clement.
I don't know their names. But yeah, it was funny. I liked it. I'm going to finish it. Okay, I was on The Horror Returns, I think last week or the week before. I don't remember. And we talked about Happy Death Day to You. If you guys seen the first one, which was fucking amazing, I loved it. This one, I'll just give you the short version. It's good. I liked it. It's more of a sci-fi film now. It's not so much I didn't really think it was a horror movie the first time, but it's pretty much the same thing again. She, the character, Tree, I believe her name was, she's getting caught in this day going over and over and over. There was another gentleman, one of her friends, that was kind of caught up in it in the beginning, but then it turned out that she was the main one, to relive this day over and over and over. I really liked what they did, with this one. It's basically the same movie again, but, it's thought out a little more. I think they want to make this into, I don't know if it's going to be a trilogy, spoiler alert, you guys should have seen it already, been out a couple weeks, but there's going to be a third one, so I think it's totally turning into a sci-fi with this one, this part two, and the third one, I'm pretty sure it's going to be sci-fi, more sci-fi as well, but I'm definitely excited that there's going to be another one. I really enjoyed this one, not as much as the first one, but it is worth watching, so if you guys want to go see it, I think it's still in the theaters. So, yeah, go check out Happy Death Day to You. The next movie I saw, this one came out, I think, 2 weeks ago or a week or so ago. Alita Battle Angel. The effects were awesome. Story, yeah, it's all right.
3D?
No, I just saw regular. I see what they're doing with it. But a lot of it was just kind of drug in parts. When the action's going and all the craziness of the robots or cyborgs is what you want to call them, when all that's on the screen, it looks cool. But I just kind of think that it didn't hit it out of the park. I've heard other pods talk about it as well. And, I mean, I enjoyed it. And yes, there's going to be a part two, but they didn't show everything in the trailer, but it was just the endings in the trailer, and I'm like, really? But I mean, I like what's going on. It does have a heartwarming part to it, and it's got its sadness and everything, and what's going on with this character Alita. I really loved her character and the CGI done for her. I believe it was those I can't remember the actress's name. They did do the little, when they put the dots all over him. So she pretty much did. She didn't do all the flipping and flying around and everything, but she did do the body work and everything. I liked all that. That was really cool. But it just ends when you get to the end. I won't say what happened, but it's just like it's going and then boom, over.
Open for like a trilogy, possibly?
I don't know. I mean, it's based off a series of book, a comic book series. So right. I don't know. But this next one, whatever they do, it better be fucking better than this one. I mean, this one's good. I liked it, but I was expecting it to be like awesome and amazing. I mean, looking at it, it is amazing what they did with the CGI and everything. But with the cyborg robots, when they have the human face and the rest is all robot, that didn't work for me. It didn't. It just looked. They look too hokey. I mean, I like their robot bodies and everything, but when you see the face, sometimes it just didn't work. I mean, what was the point of having a whole robot body and a human face? But that's me. So, but overall, it is worth seeing. See it in IMAX if you can, because I'm sure all... I just saw it in just regular format. But I'm sure all the big giant scenes, especially when they're having the... it's kind of like a roller derby, rollerball type of scene at the end, or what's going on. I think that would look awesome in IMAX. So, but yeah, I mean, it sounds amazing. I saw it in at one of the Galaxy theaters in that DFX or whatever the hell it's called. It was loud. So I liked all that. But man, I just wasn't blown away by what was happening, because it just seemed like this is the beginning. You know, there's going to be more, so I'm just hoping that the next ones are more awesome. And I do kind of want a little more. They do give a little backstory to who Alita is, because she has these flashbacks, and I'd like to see that. There was some uncredited big stars in this, but. It was they didn't do nothing. one of the stars that was uncredited was Michelle Rodriguez, and I love her. So I would like to see her character. She only came on screen in the flashbacks. So I would like to see all of that. But I don't know if they do. They do. If they don't, then I guess I'll never get to see it. I would like to read these books to see more. I'm sure it goes into more detail of who this Alita character is. But the young actress that played her, I can't remember her name. I do remember she was in the Maze Runner series. So, but yeah, she did a good job. And I really liked the look of Alita. I mean, it was all CGI, but she was pretty face. She basically looked like the actress, but her eyes were just bigger. So I really like it. You just look at the posters or the trailers and everything, you see how she looks. She looked awesome. So both bodies, when she has the first body, it looks kind of more plastic, but then when she gets the new body, it looks all robotic, metal, silver. It kind of reminded me of it was a cartoon. It was either 80s or 90s. They were all silver, and they were like
Silverhawks.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that, yeah. The way her body looked. So, but overall, like I said, it is worth seeing. Like I said, try to see it in IMAX if you can. And I don't know, 3D. I heard 3D looks good. I just saw a regular format, so I don't know. Can't speak much, but I'm sure it probably did look good in 3D, especially during all the action scenes and everything. But yeah, check that out. The last movie I saw was Fighting with the Family, the story of Paige. There's nothing to spoil here if you know who Paige is and her wrestling career. Yeah. It's embellished, and they cut a lot out. I do not like how it ended, because I thought that was just stupid. I mean, if you guys know who Paige is and you know her family... Or were all wrestlers. She grew up in a wrestling family somewhere in Europe. I can't remember exactly where she was from, but that I like that. I liked her dad. Her dad was Nick Frost, and her mom was Cersei. What the fuck's her name? She played Sarah Connor in Terminator Chronicles, Sarah Chronicle. She's in Game of Thrones, and she's...
I'm going to find it.
What the fuck? Lena Headey. Yeah, that's yeah. Oh my God, I love her. First of all, she's nice when I met her, and she's fucking hot. And I like how she looked in this. She was all trashy looking, and the dyed hair and everything. But they were a wrestling family. Their dad wrestled, their mom wrestled, and their brother wrestled. And I liked that story and how I knew that, but I'd never seen any of it. So it was cool that they took her story and made it into this movie. And yes, The Rock was a part of it. It's a WWE production, so that's cool.
In real life, he really helped her her career?
I don't know. I'm not too sure. That's the first time I heard about it in this. But I'm sure if it did happen, it did. I'm not too sure. But I'm familiar with her indie wrestling. I'm familiar with all her when she got signed to WWE. It was before it was NXT. It was I want to say FCW. I think that's what it was. I can't remember, like something Championship Wrestling. I can't remember. But yeah, when she did that, then it turned into NXT. In the film, they made it seem like she was in NXT for like a couple weeks, and then next thing you know, she's on Raw, and she's winning the Divas Championship. If you guys do know that story, she's her debut on Raw. She won the Divas title belt from AJ Lee, CM Punk's wife. She was getting ready to leave the company because of all the bad blood between her husband and the company. So she was It was only a matter of time that she was going to leave. So,
Is it a family-friendly film?
Yeah, it's PG-13. Okay. I mean, there's cussing, there's no nudity or anything. But
okay,
they just basically, I see why they did it, but I think her story, a lot of it was the best during NXT. And they do not show any of that. They don't show her winning the FCW title. They don't show her winning the NXT title. She's the only... She was like the youngest the champion that held the Divas title. I think she was 21, I believe. And she actually had the NXT women's title and the Divas title on Raw. She had those at the same time. She obviously had to give up the NXT one, but I don't know why they didn't show any of that. I mean, maybe if the movie was longer, they could have. But like I said, I see why they did that. They just kind of just showed her what she went through. And then, boom, she went right into Raw. So I was kind of like, okay. But overall, I did like, I don't know this young gal. I've never seen her that played Paige. I thought she did an awesome job. Her brother... I can't remember. I don't have any of this in front of me. Like I said, we're doing in the truck edition. So my computer's not in front of me. So I don't know. But for some reason, I thought it was Simon Pegg's son, because he looked just like him. It could have been if they ever do a young Shaun of the Dead or something, they could probably get this kid. But like I said, it was a good story, because when her getting into wrestling, her brother was always wanting to be signed with the WWE. He was always sending him tapes. WWE came to Europe. There was a SmackDown in the film, and they went to the tryouts. I can't remember how many there were in the film. I think like five or six of them. But Paige was the only female. And Vince Vaughn was, I can't remember the character's name in this, but he was the one that picked, and he said, okay, if I call your name, you're coming to America to be in NXT. And hers was the only name called, and everyone else, all right, see you guys. So they only took her. So that was cool. And from what I understand, that's what really happened. So,
wow.
That was cool. So she went. She didn't want to go because her brother wanted her. She was doing it because her brother wanted to do it. But then since he didn't get it, he kind of said, don't give this away. I mean, this is basically the winning lottery ticket. You can do it. Just go do it. So she's like, fuck it. All right. So she heads off to the States to be in NXT and everything. So, and that's when that part of the story begins. again, I didn't like how they just skimmed over all the NXT stuff. I would really have liked to have seen more of that and what she went through. And during her NXT time, I believe it was right before Raw, unless it was the early stages of Raw. This is a story that they did cut out, and we know damn well why they cut it out. And that was her little sex tape scandal. And yeah, if you guys have seen it, you know, man, Paige is hardcore. Yeah, don't go Googling it, but for those of you that have seen it, of course I've seen it. Oh my God, man, Paige, I love you. But yeah, there was no way. That's why I was shocked that they chose her to do this, to do a story of her for all the shit that she was doing. And they say it to all these people. You're representing WWE 24/7, wherever you go.
Right.
And fucking what she did in that video, and everybody saw it. Of course, Vince McMahon seen it. And fucking, and she didn't get fucking castrated or kicked out of the company. And fucking
like other people,
everyone, Enzo. Fucking China, and then she fucking
Enzo.
Well, he. I don't know. That was totally different. There wasn't no sex video and shit flying in her face, in his face. But yeah, I mean, yes, they're inducting Chyna into the WWE Hall of Fame. I wish it was by herself, but she's a part of DX, so okay, I'm happy. A lot of us are happy that she's going in, but we would have loved it more if she went in by herself. And all the shenanigans that they basically just aced her out of everything. She's not with us no more. But I wish they would have given her due when she was alive. So, but with that being said, I mean, you've seen all the porn stuff she had done as well. That's why I was kind of shocked why they did this for Paige. Yes, it was a good story. It was cool and everything. And Paige no longer wrestles anymore due to an injury that she got. She like basically broke her neck at a house show. I believe it was Sasha Banks is the one that that gave her a kick to the back. And I guess
that's got to be the next movie then, the Banks story.
And then boom, her neck snapped. The wear and tear on your body since she's been doing it for since she was a teenager, I'm sure, man. I mean, you do something long enough, things are bound to break. And I guess that's what happened.
Talking about it, spoiler alert, is there a Banks in the film? Do they have that scene?
They don't know. That's much later.
Oh.
They don't have any of that. I mean, anything in this. I mean, they do show some of the wrestlers in there, but they're like.
Are there fake versions of the like wrestlers, like not them?
Yeah, the AJ Lee. I don't know who that chick was. Overall, it's a good movie. I'll buy it when it comes out. But they just skimmed over a lot of the good stuff they could have showed. So I don't know what they're going to do now. But hey, it was good, and I understand why, because it was a good story. It was a good from where she was and where she's at now. I believe she's still in the company. She doesn't wrestle anymore. Who knows? Maybe the doctor will release her again to wrestle.
Yeah.
Because Daniel Bryan's back. Yeah. He's back, and they were saying he's never really gonna wrestle again.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Edge. He also had the neck problems. There's rumors and talk. I don't know. It might just be amongst the wrestling fans that he would come back. We don't know. Edge still is in the company. Him and Christian. They still do stuff for WWE. And I don't know. I mean, I loved Edge. He was awesome. Rated R superstar. He was badass. But I'd rather have him not come back if he's not going to be 100%. Because who knows? I mean, you could. One move can easily ruin it for you again. So I don't know. I don't know, Edge. If you're listening to it, man, I say just take care of yourself.
Right.
But he's doing good, man. He's still in good shape. He's still doing stuff for the company. So, but again, Fighting With My Family, it's an awesome film. I loved it. Right now, it is in my top 10 of the year, and nice. I think that's the only film in there. No, nope, that's number two Cold Pursuit is in there because that movie was fucking awesome. And I think, yeah, that's it so far on my list for top 10. But, you know, we're still at the beginning of the year. These two films could not even be in it. Right. By the time we get to 2020, they could be gone. So, but right now, I know those two have a spot in there. I put Cold Pursuit at number one right now, and Fight It With My Family is number two. But as far as movies, that is all I have. Is that all I wrote?
Yeah, that's all you wrote, and that's all I have too. But just as a final question for you. Fighting With My Family, I feel like this is probably just the start of what could be multiple films. Is there anybody you have in mind for a film? Is there anybody you wouldn't go see? Like, I know you're not the biggest Alexa Bliss fan. What if they did the Alexa Bliss story? Would you go see that just because it is WWE? Or somebody you're not necessarily a fan of? What's that guy, the Wyatt family? I know you don't like them. If they did a Wyatt movie, would you go see that?
They would have to have an interesting story. Okay. Paige, I knew that story, so that's why I went and seen it. I was a fan of hers before in the indie days, and then I was a fan of hers in NXT. Alexa Bliss, I just don't like her. She just can't wrestle. That's my opinion. But I don't know. She has that heel, but I don't know. To me, they're saying that there's some of the other characters that were in this film where one of them was based on Alexa Bliss, and I didn't see it, but I don't know. We'll see. But there is a Hulk Hogan movie coming. And,
that's right.
Thor's going to be
that's right.
Hulk Hogan.
I could see it.
I can't.
Brother.
I'm going to watch it, but he doesn't have the fucking pythons as like Hulk does.
I don't know. You seen Thor?
No, he doesn't. It fucking... No, I don't think so, man. I mean, he's too fucking built. He better beef up a little.
Yeah.
Because back in the 80s, man, he was ripped and everything. I mean, no, I wouldn't go as far as to say his Hulk Hogan was ripped, but he was big, man. He had the big 20-inch pythons and all that, but I don't know, man. He better eat some hamburgers or something because he needs to beef up a little. So I don't know. We'll see when it comes out. But as far as a wrestling, I would like to see Ultimate Warrior movie.
Yeah.
I wish they would have done the Andre the Giant one.
Macho Man? Macho Man could be a good one.
I don't know, man. I would have to know the beginning of his story.
Yeah.
It has to be interesting. It can't just be some guy being a wrestler. Like, Hulk Hogan is interesting because he's fucking an icon. Andre the Giant, I mean, of course, everyone would want to see that. You watch that documentary and fucking, yeah, I mean, it was an amazing story. You got to have someone with an amazing story in order to get people in the seats. If you do not have a story, no one will give a shit.
I could be totally off base and this could be just scripted, but wasn't Hogan and Macho Man, wasn't there a thing with like Miss Elizabeth and with like it spilled into real life too?
No, it was
just story.
Yeah, it's just all story, man. Fucking him. They had awesome matches, but as far as Randy Savage, the best match, to me, in my opinion, that he had done is when he fought Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in WrestleMania 3. To me, that has been the greatest match ever.
Wow.
I watched it live. WrestleMania 3. I wasn't there, but it was during the fuck did they call those closed circuit TV days.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what those are, Google it. And fucking man, we the Coliseum Arena wasn't packed, but there was a lot of the. This was the WWF days before they changed it. So,
yep.
Fuck man, we were all in there hooting and hollering. That's probably when I lost my voice. Was screaming during that match. I mean, go if you have the streaming service, or just go on YouTube and Google Macho Man Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and watch that match, man. It might be nothing compared to today's standards of wrestling, but fuck, man, for us in the 80s,
set the standard.
And, fuck yeah, man, that was an amazing match.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, I guess Hogan movies next. If you had to pick just one, who would you say would be your most wanted wrestler movie.
Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior. All right. Yeah, that'd be a cool one, especially since he sadly passed. So I'm sure they could, you know, do again, something with it.
You would. Who would you get? It would, like, again, like they got somebody famous to be Hulk Hogan, and we all who know Thor is.
Right.
I don't know who they would get to be Ultimate Warrior, because he was fucking ripped, and he was huge. I don't know any actor today they would have the body of Ultimate Warrior.
They'll just have to, like, get somebody and have it be a more, like non-acting role, I guess. Like, get, like, just a gym guy.
That won't work. It's got to be someone famous.
I don't know who it could be. We'll see. All right, yeah. I didn't have anything for movies this week, so I guess we can go right into the week in sports. You got anything? You want me to kick it off, sports?
I don't got nothing, so go ahead.
Okay. I'll save my in-depth stuff. I got to record this week's NBA pod, so I'll save it for that. But long story short, Warriors in a little bit of a slump, little two-game losing streak in the little Florida back-to-back, Miami and Orlando. They lost the Miami game on a D-Wade last-second three. He just threw it up and he banked it in. And it's a shame the Warriors won, but just as a fan of basketball, it was kind of cool to see D-Wade get that. You know, that's probably his last big moment while he's in the NBA. So this is his final year. So it was cool to see you give him that. And then I could just tell coming off of that game, since they fought so hard. I didn't know that Durant was going to sit till game time, but Durant sat the Orlando game. And you could just tell the vibe was all wrong. That, you know, we got a whole nother month till the playoffs, but they could be in coast mode. We'll see. I assume they still want to hold onto that one seed. I think they just gave it up to the Nuggets, but they could easily get it back. I think they're only one game up on them. So, like I said, I'll save the rest NBA for NBA check-in. But baseball, big news today. Bryce Harper finally signed. I was hoping he was going to sign with the Giants. I heard the Giants threw a, like, 12-year, $310 million offer at him, and instead he signed with the Phillies for 13 years, $330 million or something like that. So this is basically the last contract of his career. This will take him up to age 40, so Philly for life, unless I was talking with Joel and he's a big baseball head. So he was saying, like, late in the contract they could just buy him out. You know, that's been done before. But it would have been cool to see him come to the Giants. He's box office, you know, he's a personality, he would sell jerseys, so would have been cool. But other than that, I think we haven't talked much baseball. The other big signing, Manny Machado, went to the Padres.
Before you go anywhere else, man, that's a fucking waste of money. Unless you're going to guarantee me a fucking for sure World Series, I would not pay nobody that. That's fucking stupid.
He's box office, though. He's going to sell merch. I was saying the Giants throw it at him, and they did, but it just wasn't enough. The Phillies went even higher, so.
I guarantee they won't even make the playoffs, and that's a fucking waste of money. That's my opinion.
Yeah. This guy, I'm most famously remember his rookie year. It was before he was 21. He came up, and but the drinking age is lower in Canada. And a reporter asked him, they're like, "Oh, so you're here in Toronto, Canada? Like, the drinking age is lower. Are you gonna get yourself a drink?" And Bryce said, "That's a clown question, bro." So from that time on, that's how I've just jokingly between me and Joel, we refer to him as clown question. So, yeah. Anyways, but yeah, that's all I got in the week in sports, unless you had anything else.
Fastlane's coming up, I think, if it's not next week, 2 weeks from now, I can't remember. I already did my little talk about Elimination Chamber. I don't know what fuck whatever we did. I don't remember. Yeah. But right now, I don't know if it's the main event, but Kofi Kingston's going to take on Daniel Bryan again, because we did have that upset during the Elimination Chamber, which I thought was horseshit, and I wasn't the only one that thought that. So,
well, then you know which way this one's going, right?
I don't know. I don't think this is right. This is the last pay per view before WrestleMania. Fuck, I think it turned the wrong way, but I don't know. But anyway, I kind of have a feeling that someone's going to come in and ruin it. So I don't know. And
that's a way.
They're still talking about, a lot of fans want a women's main event. I don't care, as long as it's a good match. And if they do that, it would be most likely be Becky Lynch and Ronda for what they're doing now with the angles and everything. So, I mean, okay, whatever. Last Ronda match was a waste of time. We all knew who was going to win, and it was just kind of pointless. I love Ruby Riott, but come on. She is no... I don't know where we're at. She is no match for for the baddest woman on the planet, or whatever the hell they call her. But I don't know. We'll see.
Right. All right. On that note, get into the week in Star Wars. Excited for this. We've been talking about it a bunch, but the Disney, the Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge, is opening this summer at the California Disneyland, and then this fall in the Orlando one. And they just released like tons of details. You can check it out on the D23.com, the Disney fan club website. They have a huge rundown on it. I won't cover the whole thing, but I'm really excited. 14 acres of each park, calling it the Planet Batu, on the fringe of wild space, and they have a teaser trailer, a new teaser trailer for the Millennium Falcon experience, a teaser trailer for the Resistance First Order experience. And then what I was really excited to see is they have a ton of really cool pictures of the park and what they envision it, renderings. But then they actually have real pictures of what the costumes look like, of like what the people that are like working in the park will be dressed like. And then they actually have a full breakdown already of the menu, and it's crazy. They have a ton of stuff. They have a full menu of drinks, including blue milk and drinks that they've featured in Star Wars, and they've already got names for them. They have them all listed here, and the names of the restaurant: Ronto Roasters and Milk Stand, the blue and green milk from New Hope and Last Jedi, and I can't wait to dig into all of this. And then, of course, they get into the music. I guess John Williams wrote some of it. They show a conductor, which isn't John Williams, so maybe John Williams wrote it and then somebody else conducted it. But on the collecting side, they have some really cool, it looks like, unique stuff just for the parks. They're only going to sell in the parks. And it's cool because it looks more like... they're making it look like real Star Wars artifacts. Like, they got like this like Sith urn and these like busts of the characters and these plushes. They look more handmade of the characters, Yoda and Finn and Stormtrooper Chewbacca. And then they got holocrons and gear, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm hyped. The funny thing, though, Nez sent me this photo today of the picture. They have one of these pictures of dad and a daughter, like, walking towards the Millennium Falcon, and you can just see some stormtroopers and a couple other families lightly. And then Nez sent me what it's really going to be like, and it was, like, people packed shoulder to shoulder. You can't move. It's completely stuffed. So, Yes, I envision like that, but I'm hoping to get there in August before Jade goes back to school, but Nez was saying November might be a good idea, so I don't know. What do you think about all this news? I'm so excited.
I'm not, because it's going to be fucking a waste of time. Give it a while, everybody. It'll fuck you. Especially if you go right when it opens, it's hot down there. And you're going to be fucking roasting in the sun. Go during the winter time. Stand in the rain or in the cold. I'd rather do that than stand in the boiling heat. I'm going to try to go not when it opens. Within the first year, I will be down there. But, dude, it's not very big. The room that they have, it looks awesome in the pictures. I guarantee you it's not that big. For that small little corner that they have it in?
It is, well, I just said it at the start of this, it's 14 acres, so if you're familiar with what acres are, I guess when you put it that way, it's not, because a lot of people talk about living, I live on 20 acres.
Yep. Yeah, and that's how big it is?
Yeah, 14.
But when you put all that crap on it?
Less.
Yeah.
So, oh man, I can't wait though. I can't wait. Well, I'm so excited.
You better start saving, dude.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You got fucking, that's at least over $100 just to get in the door each.
Right. Right.
And that's not counting on what you're going to spend.
All the stuff.
No. Ooh. Listen to everything. The fucking, depending on how you get there, you got to factor all that in. You're eating. This is all before you get to the park and get home. And then once you get there, what you're going to spend in there, and knowing you, all the shit you want.
I know.
You're going to be hitchhiking home.
Yep, no doubt. But yeah, one way or another, I'd really love to make it there at least this year while they're, you know, it's still opening. So, yeah, can't wait. Big Star Wars years. We got the Mandalorian. We got this park. We got the Episode 9. So, Clone Wars is coming back. You know, I'm loving it. Huge Star Wars fan. Can't get enough. So,
not huge enough. He's not going to Celebration with me.
Oh, I'm so sad. I told Jade, though. I told her. I was like, I'm so sad we're missing this. I'm like, I never want to miss another Celebration ever.
You can still go.
Yeah. So, you're right. I don't know. I don't know what days are still left, though. I think it may only be Sunday.
Sunday and Monday. It don't matter.
Grumble.
Don't matter. You're going, dude. You should go, dude. Yeah. If you buy a ticket for one of those days, I'll buy one. Right. Saturday's sold out, and that's the day I'm going. You don't have to pay for a plane ticket.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to pay for help us pay for the wherever we're fucking staying. I don't know. Sean's hooking all that up, but
yeah. Yeah, so it was like multiple people that are attending or something?
Yeah. I think there's like 3 or 4 of us.
Okay. That's cool. All right. The only other Star Wars I had, I think we covered last time, was the Triple Force Friday that they're releasing Mandalorian, a video game, which they're going to debut at Celebration and then E3, obviously. So, yeah. Man, I can't wait for that day, too. I already told Jade that's a Friday. I was like, that's a weekend for us. Mandalorian, the game, all the merch in stores. So, yeah. Basically, yeah, I got to go get me a job and start doing direct deposit to Lucasfilm.
From this point on, dude, if you want to go to Disneyland, you better start saving now.
Yeah, no doubt. You're right. So, I can't wait.
You're going to have to miss a lot. You might even miss Comic-Con.
Yeah, I hope not. But, I mean, right now we're hanging on a string for that. We're looking for our backdoor hookup for SDCC.
I'm still going.
Yeah, no doubt. If you're down, I'm down just to go. But hopefully we can get that, what do we got, the possible vendor hookup.
I don't know, but my brother's got a badge, so I'll be in there.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully. All right. On that note, Week in Collecting. We did a whole show on Toy Fair, so definitely recommend checking that out. But as far as pickups, anything on your side?
Nope.
All right. For me, yeah, not much either since I've been on the road. Since I've been here, though, it was Pokemon Day, and we actually showed up at the mall. I was actually expecting a little more people, but it was a wide release, Bulbasaur. So picked that up. So I already photographed that. That's on the Instagram at the Z, so I'm still doing the photograph and the photography contests daily. So loving that. But yeah, that's my only pickup. Oh, I did pick up a couple replacement pops. Kylo and his TIE Fighter. If you got a Best Buy in your area, they got a great deal for it right now. $5.50. So genuine. Genuine coming to town. Genuine? The Genuine?
That's the only reason I know who Genuine is.
Genuine. You don't know who Genuine is. Tom Haverford, Parks and Rec.
That's the only reason I know that name.
You don't remember Pony?
Sing it.
If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony.
I don't listen to bullshit, so no.
Huge in the 90s.
Again, I don't listen to bullshit.
All right. Genuine, though. You can go see Genuine. No? You're not going to go see him?
Well, I don't know anything.
You see him.
Why? Why would I say it?
Because he's coming to town.
If somebody gave me a ticket, okay, I would go. But I'm not going to pay. I don't even know any songs.
Right. Well, how about Gladys Knight? Back to that. You going to go see Gladys?
If someone gave me a ticket, but I know more Gladys Knight songs than I do Genuine.
Yeah, honestly, I know he did that, and then he was on a bunch of Aaliyah's videos, because he was in that whole group, Timbaland, Missy, that whole group that hung out.
And Gladys Knight is a fucking legend. Genuine will never be.
Yeah, well, he's a Parks and Rec legend.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, I picked up that replacement TIE Fighter, or if you've ever held that in your hand, it's really, like, oddly top-heavy, and it just flung out of my hand, and it hit the wood floor. The whole front shattered, so I was like, no. But thankfully, $5.50 is all it took for a replacement, so yes, I got that. And then Black Widow's another one. Broke the leg, but then super glued back on, but she never stood right, and they had that one for $2, so I was like, the way I photograph, I was like, $2 is worth it to get a proper standing Black Widow. So, but yeah, that's my only pickups on the road. As far as releases, by the time you hear this, Target, the most recent Target Con will have happened, March 1st. It is March 1st as of right now. Since we've been recording, it was February, and now it's March.
Is it online already? See if you can get it.
No. It goes up this morning, later in the morning. 6 online, 8 in stores. The only thing is, though, I was on BrickSeek, the website, which you can, if you have the DPCI, UPC numbers, you can look up, like, what Target and Walmart has. And as of right now, it's not showing anywhere between here and Eureka has it, except for Folsom supposedly has it. So, you know. But I don't know. The main ones I want to pick up from that are, they have a glow-in-the-dark Captain Marvel. She's in flight. I love the flying pops. Michael Jordan in his rookie year Chicago jersey. And then 2 Star Wars ones, Baby Ewok Nippet, he's flocked. And then Vader from Return of the Jedi, he's being shocked. Yeah, Nippet.
And they only showed him, what, like a second?
Yep. Yep. It's crazy how they name these characters. But they do.
Did they just name it? Because I never...
No. It's been...
Since, what, 83? Was that?
Yeah. Since 83.
I've never heard that name ever. Yeah.
Yep. Well, little baby Nippet. They're releasing Vader, and he's all like lightning emperor shocked, and it glows in the dark. That's the Target variant. So love those glow in the dark ones. And then I probably won't pick it up right away, but as far as on the Star Wars side, they have a 10-inch Wicket pop. $29 though. I want it, but... 29.
Speaking of pops, I got a question for you. A friend of mine asked me, because he listens to the show, I told him I don't have that many. Not like you when you got fucking like truckloads.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all of them? That's what he wants to know.
Well, as of right now, I don't have a good place to display them, but once I get myself a nice new place, I'm going to start displaying them again. That's the whole point for me. I hit a point. I used to be in package collector, but I hit a point where I was like, I love this stuff so much. I knew I was never going to sell it, and I did. I used to buy the two of them, one to keep in the package, one to open, and I was like, ah, I'm just going to open it. So from that point on, I've pretty much been an opener. With Funko, it kind of works out both ways, where I can keep it, I can keep them boxed and like, and I can store them that way, but then unbox them to photograph. The only thing is with some of them, like Finn, for example, from Force Awakens, I've taken him out of the box so much, the flap is getting like kind of wimpy on it now. It's like bound to fall off. So yeah, a few of them are like that.
Again, what are you going to do with all these?
I just said I'm going to display them.
How many do you have?
Enjoy them.
How many do you have?
A ton. Guess. You wouldn't believe it.
Guess.
In the hundreds. I've tried to keep up with the Star Wars as much as possible, and I think they're nearing 400 in that. So I probably have at least 300 Star Wars. I'm probably missing around 100.
Total. Everything.
Marvel near the same.
Everything. Don't matter. Don't give me the breakdown. Just.
And this is just Funko. This isn't my Hasbro and my Black Series.
Just
Funko.
Just Funko Pops.
At least 1,000.
Fuck. And you're going to display all 1,000 of them.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You're not going to have a big enough place to display all that.
That's the plan. Yeah, my collection is nuts because I grew up collecting the stuff, but then mid-90s I made a terrible decision and I sold all my original early 80s Star Wars figures. Such a regret. But 99, well, before 99, because they brought the Power of the Force stuff. Power of the Force stuff came out, and in 99 when the Phantom Menace stuff came out, the Toys R Us, I was here in Reno when that happened, I got a ton of the Power of the Force stuff on clearance at Toys R Us. That was nuts. That was back when you get the I got the AT-AT for like $10, and like it was nuts, like the stuff I was able to get back then. But
I have one of those in the box still, never opened, free.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And then obviously collecting all through the 2000s. Mainly just collected the 3 3/4, the classic scale figures. And more recently, Black Series became sort of a thing. And I'm kind of here and there with that. I try to, but $20 a pop, you really got to pick and choose with that. They just released a current wave. They got a battle droid. And, Solo is Mud Trooper armor. Dryden Vos. Haldo from Last Jedi, Padme from Attack of the Clones. Cool stuff. Battle Droid's my most wanted from that one.
So what's Jade going to do with everything, or even my kids, when it's time for us to take that dirt nap?
Yeah, that's what I'm... Well, I told her, I was like, you know, at that point, do as you please. You know, you want to sell it, you want to give it away, do what you please, but... You know, I love this stuff. I can't get enough of it, as it's obvious, you know. So
you're running out of room for everything, do you?
I am.
You need to pick and choose.
You should see the space I have right now. I get these boxes from the co-op. It nicely stacks the, I'd say about 15 in a thing. And I have a wall of them stacked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to the roof. So yeah, that's where the majority of the Funko collection is now. And I have from previously, from before moving to back to Eureka, I have a storage full of stuff. But the bummer part there is a couple years ago, somebody who else had a storage in there. That's the only way they got in the place, because it was behind a coated fence, so they had to have also had a storage in there. They cut the locks on my thing and ravage the thing, and I lost some sideshows. So that was a bummer. I used to collect Sideshow too. Those used to go for $100 a pop. I totally moved away from that. I do way too much Funko now, and I prefer to get, like, I'd rather have, you know, 12 Funko than one Sideshow. But, you know, that's me.
I pick and choose on the ones I have. I mean, I don't get everything that comes out. I don't even know the last one I bought. I mean,
yeah.
I think I'm more of the wrestling and the music line.
Right.
I do have some Star Wars ones, but those are just the pick and choose ones that I like.
Right.
But as musically, all the ones they're coming out with, I like. I got the one you can only get at the Funko HQ, the Kurt Cobain. I'm glad I got that one. I got all the Metallica ones. I'm definitely getting all those Kiss ones when they come out.
Queen.
I want just the two Freddies I want. Guns N' Roses, I think the only one I want is Slash. I do need to pick that one up. And I do want the Prince ones. I only want two of them, the Raspberry Beret Prince and the Purple Rain one. Those are the only ones I want.
Not the Third Eye.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That era?
I didn't like that era of Prince.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I have all the Jason ones. I don't have all of them. I would love the Glow in the Dark one. I would love the Unmasked Jason. That was a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and that's like $1 million, and I'm not paying that. So, I mean, I would love to get it. I mean, I think the most I would pay would be $50. I'm not paying into the hundreds for any of these things. But yeah, I mean, I just pick and choose at the ones I get.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I try to be good, but one thing leads to another, as it does. So, but Star Wars is definitely always the main focus. That'll always come first. So, but yeah, that'll do it for collecting. All right, weekly random recommendations. You need me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. I am going with one that you can watch right now on Hulu. It got a little bit of buzz last year, but in the end, it never really, I didn't see it nominated for any awards or anything. This is the indie comedy Support the Girls. This stars Regina Hall, Haley Lou Richardson, Dylan Jalula, and Zoe Graham. Yeah, it's a cool little indie film. It just is what it is. I'll give you the synopsis. The general manager at a highwayside sports bar with curves has her incurable optimism and faith in her girls, her customer, and herself tested over the course of a long, strange day. And that's basically what it is. It's just a day-in-the-life story. I enjoyed it for what it was. You can definitely tell it's an indie film, but that's, you know, what I enjoyed it for. You can tell it's not big budget, but, you know, it's got charm for what it is. Have you even heard of this film, Support the Girls?
Oh, sorry, everyone. It's after midnight. Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah. Well, it's on Hulu if you want to give it a shot. But like I said, it's an indie film. You can tell it's low budget. So, you know, it is what it is. It does also star one of the ladies from, I know I seen her on Orange is the New Black.
Big
I don't know
Boo,
if you remember
Boo?
That character.
Boo? She's like one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's got a... Yeah, Big Boo. That's her. Yeah, she's got a little role in it, so you can look for her. But, you know, it's cool for what it is, a little indie film, if you can appreciate, you know, little indie films. Yeah, this one's streaming on Hulu, so check it out. Support the Girls.
Fuck, I don't know. I'm driving, so I don't even know what's on there. But
I
was listening to Horror Movie Night podcast. Do check them out. Awesome guys on there. They had on one of the last few episodes, actress Diane Franklin. She's got a new movie out right now. I believe it's exclusively on iTunes. I haven't seen it yet. I guess I gotta rent it on iTunes. This Amityville Murders. That's not my recommendation. I'm only talking about because Diane Franklin was in my recommendation, which was Amityville 2, The Possession. That's streaming on Amazon right now. There's like a million different Amityville films. But the original trilogy that was in the theater, the rest of them were all just like indie films. There was one that came out later called Amityville something a couple years ago. I can't remember the name of it. But I did like that. But Amityville 2, The Possession, like I said, that's streaming on fucking Amazon. That one's more of, it was, yes, it's part two, but it was more of a prequel, dealing with the DeFeo murders. Diane Franklin is in that. She is the young daughter. But in this new one, Amityville Murders, she's the mom. And it's dealing with the DeFeo murders again. So that was pretty cool, man. She started off, she didn't start off her career in that franchise, but she did it in this part two, and however many years later, she's coming back again to be a part of that family. Instead of being the daughter, she's the mom. So I met her once at a con. She signed my Amityville 2 Blu-ray, and she's an amazing woman. She's done a ton of movies you guys have seen. If you're kids of the 80s, you probably know who I'm talking about. But yeah, Amityville 2, The Possession, that's my recommendation this week.
All right, cool. All right, my random music track.
Before, have you seen any of those?
Just bits and clips, shots here and there.
Man, you're killing me.
I sense a future up to the challenge works.
I'll make you watch the second one.
Okay. Yeah, only familiar with them, but yeah, we'll see. Anyways, random track this week. Normally, I stick to hip hop as my usual random recommendation. This week, I'm gonna go with something more of guilty pleasure, something more random. I'm going all the way back. I think this was '99. If not, it was 2000. I'm gonna go with Mandy Moore and her debut single "Candy." I just been listening to this a lot recently, and I was like, man, I love the beat of this song. I never get tired of it. And as blasphemous as it might sound to some people, I think I like it more than Hit Me Baby One More Time or Genie in a Bottle. I really like this Candy song, and I thought this would be a fun opportunity, too. I always love to hit Nez with this HQ trivia that I do. I don't even know if you're familiar with the video for Mandy Moore's Candy, but one of the questions they asked on that, and I got it right. I was glad I got it, but which of these does not appear in the video for Candy? Is it skateboards, candy, or bicycles?
Candy.
Yeah, candy is not in Candy. So, anyways, that was a funny HQ thing. And yeah, that song, I don't know who I'm like recommending this to, because it's more, you know, just true bubblegum pop of that era, but man, it's such a catchy song. I love it. So yeah, that's Mandy Moore's Candy.
Again, I don't listen to bullshit, so I wouldn't even know that song. Maybe if I heard it.
I played it for you the other day.
I don't fucking remember, dude. I mean, I like her as an actress, but musically, I couldn't tell you anything.
Fair. No?
Never heard that, ever.
Yeah, it's you can tell. It's got that late 90s, early 2000s feel. Here's the chorus. No?
Nope.
Not a fan.
Never even heard that song.
Wow. Yeah, and that's why it's so blasphemous that I would put it above Baby One More Time and Genie in a Bottle.
All Britney songs suck anyway. Christina was the only vocalist that was good. I don't really care for her songs, but she, as a singer, Christina was way better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you had something in mind, but you have any guilty pleasure pop songs that you love?
I don't know. I mean, everything I like, I like. I mean, there was no guilty pleasures about them. I don't know if I ever recommended this. This, as long as we're going to stick with little teeny bopper girl singers. Tiffany, I think that was her first album, just called Tiffany. I met her once. The first time I met her was at Comic-Con years ago. And then I met her just recently, last month, when I was down at NAMM in Anaheim.
Nice.
Renee and I were walking by, and I saw her. And Renee doesn't know who anyone. She knows who Tiffany is, but she didn't recognize her. I just saw her and was, oh, my God, there's Tiffany. So I ran over to her. And so her hit song, what the fuck was it called?
Think We're Alone.
Yeah,
now.
That one. It was a remake, but
yeah.
That was her claim to fame. She's got a ton of albums and other songs, but I don't really know any of them. I just...
That video is amazing. You've seen
course,
it, right?
Of course.
The mall?
Dude, look who you're asking. yeah, that was the days of when these little teeny bopper stars were doing the mall thing. I believe some of them are still doing that today. But I don't listen to any of this new stuff or any of these little boy groups or girl groups or whatever you want to call them. But yeah, Tiffany is one of the original ones from the 80s. But as far as girl singers and little pop groups and all that, they've been going since before we were, when your grandmas were kids. So, I mean, but yeah, Tiffany... hit me one more time. Not that one.
I think we're alone now.
That's one from her, I believe it was her debut album, Tiffany.
Yep. All right. Almost time to wrap it up. I don't have a list of what's coming out, so I thought I'd just pull
Greta's it up. Greta's coming out. It's coming. Well, it came out Thursday. It's out now. Medea's something to deal with a funeral, and that's it. As far as none of those are in the theater, right. So those are the only two that are big right now. But we got all those other ones. Do go check out Cold Pursuit, that's still in the theater. And those of you that haven't seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, that's still in the theater. Go check that out. As far as that's all I would say that's worth seeing. There's a bunch of movies out there, still old ones, but. Yeah, that's about it. I know Greta. I want to see that with Chloe Grace Moretz, and I don't even know who the lady is that's in that one. And Medea, you guys know who that is. So, from what I understand, this might be the last movie she's in. So I don't know. I think maybe Tyler Perry's getting tired of that character, but that's his claim to fame. That I would say. I mean, I know a lot of people. He's done other movies and everything, but. I don't know. But as far as that, I think we're done. I don't know. There's a ton of new stuff on Netflix. I talked about the Breaker Uppers. That's on there. I've noticed they got some comedy specials and all kinds of other crap. Hulu always updates their stuff. A movie that's on there that I saw that's new that I hated because it was fucking blasphemous and it fucking sucked was Death Wish with Bruce Willis. That's on Hulu right now, and that movie's bullshit. But, yeah. It's getting late, everyone. We've done just about 2 hours. This was their in the truck edition, so all the background noise, we're finally in the driveway at the command center.
Yep.
So, but yeah, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Do check out our Anchor stuff. We just dropped one earlier today about the Academy Award winners as well as the Bloody Disgusting winners. And yeah, Zisu's NBA check-in is coming shortly. And yeah, we had to do something while we were together. So
yeah. This
is what we do. We couldn't sit in the command center because the babies need to go to sleep. So,
yeah. And we would have been whispering. You've heard me once before. If you're a longtime listener, I was like, okay, and now we're going to talk about. And that didn't work out so well. But Yeah. Also, just a fun behind the scenes for this. I think we made it around Reno twice. If you're familiar with the area, what do we take McCarran around once, and then we split the second time down Virginia. Really, pretty much toured the whole area twice. So, yeah, that was the background for you.
I knew where we were going, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, yeah, you're just rolling.
I was just driving. But, yeah, everyone that was in the truck, usually we're sitting in the truck during the summer, and we don't have to drive around, but we can't sit out here in the truck in the cold. So that's why we drove around with the heater going. But, everyone, yeah, thank you so much for listening. Again, check out our Anchor stuff, and I'll see you guys next time.
Yep, have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next time. Have a good one.
And we are out of here.